His Son. Amen. I have chosen the gospel for this morning, but I began on verse 32. So I'm going to read the first part that was left out of our folder here. Jesus and his disciples now on the road going up to Jerusalem. Jesus was going ahead of the disciples, who were filled with alarm. The people who followed Jesus took the 12 disciples aside and spoke of the things that were going to happen to him. "Listen," Jesus told them, "we are going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and then hand him over to the Gentiles. They will make fun of him, spit on him, whip him, kill him, but 3 days later, he will rise to life." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. "Teacher, there is something we want you to do for us." "What is it?" Jesus asked. They answered, "When you sit on your throne on your glorious kingdom, we want you to let us sit with you, one on your right and one on your left." Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup of suffering that I must drink? Can you be baptized in the way I must be baptized?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink the cup I will drink and be baptized in the way I have been baptized. But I do not have the right to choose who will sit at my right and who will sit at my left. It is God who will give these places to those for whom he has prepared them." When the other 10 heard about it, they became angry with James and John. So Jesus called them all together and said, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the heathen have power over them, and the leaders have complete authority. This, however, is not the way it is among you. If one of you wants to be great, you must be the servant of the rest. And if one of you wants to be first, you must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life in ransom for many." This is the gospel of the Lord. It has been said over and over that it's hard to get a man to go to the doctor's office. They always avoid it, and I'm one of them. Are we afraid to go to the doctor? Or do we hate to sit there and wait and wait and wait? There was a cartoon in last week's newspaper where a gentleman came up to the secretary there. He said, "I have an appointment with the doctor." "Okay, have a seat." "Oh, there's some magazines there. And if you finish them, you can start coloring the book set. We have some coloring books in the crayons under the table." So that tells you just how long you must have to wait sometimes. So there are many other reasons why men don't like to go to see the doctor, because they fear what they may hear. They fear that they're going to get the bad news, the things they didn't expect. You have to lose weight. You have to go on a diet. You have to stop smoking. You have to cut down on your drinking, alcoholic drinks. So that's the reason some of these men do not want to go to the doctor. In our text today, Jesus was going to go and be crucified. And this was the third time that he mentioned it to the disciples. He says, "When we get to Jerusalem, I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be taken to the Jewish court. I'm going to be judged by the high priest, the witnesses, and the elders. I'll be condemned to death because of blasphemy. But they won't stone me. They'll give me over to the Gentiles." That's Pontius Pilate and the Roman soldiers there. They will spit on me. They will whip me. They'll humiliate me. They'll put a purple gown or robe around me. They'll put the crown of thorns on my head. And then they will crucify me. And I will die, but in the third day I will be raised again. The disciples were shocked to hear this. This was the third time. It just didn't come into their head what was happening. Jesus was preparing them. I'll be away from you for 3 days. Remain faithful to me. Remain faithful to me. And while they were milling this in their minds, talking to each other, what can we do? How can we help our master here? You know, here goes two disciples. They were brothers, James and John. They go over to Jesus and say, Jesus, would you do us a favor? Yes, go ahead, tell me. When you sit in heaven on the throne, let us sit one on your right and one on your left. These are the two brothers, James and John. And then Jesus looks at them. You don't know what you're asking. You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to follow the baptized trail that I've been leaving? Will you be able to drink that cup of death? And they quickly answer, yes, yes. And then Jesus says, that's true. You will suffer. You will die for my sake. Because that is your discipleship. You are to spread the word of God, but you're not going to be liked by people. Some don't want you, like me. But to give the place of the right and the left to sit, that's the place of my Father. My Father has saved those places for people that he's going to put there. Somehow the disciples heard this speaking between James and John and Jesus. They were upset. No, they were angry. Who do you think you are? Are those seats up for grab? Are you taking your place before Jesus himself? You trying to rule over us? You want to make yourself number one? But if we look around today in our world today, there are many of us that want to be number one. And here Jesus himself says, I came to serve, not to be served on. And that's what I want you to do. To serve. To humble yourself. To do as I have been doing, to been teaching you to do. Love those that are hurting. Help those that need help. Comfort those that are crying. That's your job. That's your job. And that's true. If we look around in our world today, we have people who want to be number one. In our schools, we have trouble now with those bullies. Why do they do it? They want to be number one. They want to be number one. If you don't do it, you'll get this. And our kids back away from them. Don't get with them. Get away. At work, how many women are abused by their bosses? A lot of people have. In fact, there's an article in today's Chronicle about these women that want to be firemen. Says, we're abused by the people, you know, it's not fair. Some of them give up their jobs because they can't stand the living conditions they have with the men there. Or they're abused. And there are other ways that women have been abused. Our world is always wants to be number one. But you know, that began way in the Garden of Eden. What did Eve want? She wanted to be equal with God or be before God. So she disobeyed God and went and did what the serpent had asked. Satan himself still working here today. still insists, hey, why can't you be having the spotlight? Why can't you be number one? Oh, someone's on the way, push them aside. And that's the way it is. Even in politics, they try to sling mud at the person who's against them. They look for everything that's bad to push them down. Our love is lost. But if we look to Jesus, he loved all people, even the Pharisees, even the high priest. And he tried to get them to believe that he was their Savior, and they refused. And we have people out there who refuse to listen to you and to me, to listen to God's word. How does that song go? Stand up for Jesus. It's not easy, it's rough. They call you names. You lose your job because you're so holy, holy. You're disturbing the atmosphere here with your prayers, singing out loud. There are many rules and rules that keep us. And now we have a rule, you can't pray in school. You can't pray in school. There's a story of a young man who was studying the history. And they got to religion, and they talked about the Hindus, the Muslim, the Buddha, and all this. And then the young boy put his hand up, well, what about Jesus? The religion about Jesus? Oh, no, we can't do that. They talk about other religions, but the Christian religion is out. How can that be? That's part of history. That's the best story there is. That's the story of salvation. Salvation for all people, for all people, for all people. But the journey that Jesus was talking here to James and John is not easy. The baptism, your baptism. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You are a child of God. That's why the world doesn't care for you. That's why the world tries to put you down. Because you won't close your mouth about Jesus. But some people refuse, as Jesus had. You will have enemies. You will have people who talk behind you in a bad way. But then there will be people who say, hey, I heard what you said. I wonder if it's true. And they pick up the Bible and start reading, and then you have people that want to listen more and more of what you got to say. And that's where we fall. Sometimes we're afraid to stand up for Jesus. Sometimes we're afraid to tell people, hey, this is wrong. I remember in my old congregation, we had Vacation Bible School, and everybody was welcome. We lived in a neighborhood that was a lot of children never went to church, never knew anything about Jesus. And this little boy comes up to me and says, hey, what you're telling us here, is that true? I said, yes. And I opened the Bible and let him read it. He said, wow, I'm going to go tell my mom and dad. And we had open house. The parents come up to me and said, we want to talk to you. So, oh, I'm going to get it here. You have opened the book of God through our son. We go to church. We never read our Bible. But our son is showing us what you're teaching here. Keep it up. Keep it up. Don't be ashamed to stand up for Jesus. James and John, sure, they wanted publicity. They wanted spotlight. And I think we all do. Even in school, sometimes we're tempted to cheat in a test because we want to put that guy down or that girl down because they're always acing. If I could cheat and be with them, then what are they going to say? We have all kinds of evil thoughts in our minds. Put people down. But when they do it to us, we get upset. But it's going to happen to you and to me. We're going to be humiliated. We're going to be cast aside. Opportunities for advancement is not there because people are saying bad things about you. That person wouldn't fit in this job. Jesus went through all that. That's what Jesus meant when he talked to James and John. You will suffer. You will be an outcast. And you will be shamed in public. So what are James and John asking for? They're asking to be recognized. You don't have to be recognized. Just speak out, and people will know that you're a child of God. You know, we have people who belong to a church, and when they have voters meeting or when they have a gathering of the congregation and they don't have their way, what do? I'm quitting your church. I'm going somewhere else because nobody pays attention to me. Why? Again, they want to be a voice heard in the congregation. They don't get their way, they go away. Pray for them. Ask for the Spirit of God to make them wake up, because there is one God, the one that was crucified for our sins, the one that loves, cares, the one that tells us, serve others as I have served you. Pastors sometimes get crucified by the congregation. They can't work when people talk about them. And when they sit there and always try to find out what is it going to do that I can write down and bring this up, they don't come to hear the word of God. They come to see how they can hurt someone. They come to see what they can hurt someone. You know, this body has to die, because this body is full of sin. Because you have disobeyed, do not eat from that tree, because you will die. And that's why we die, because of sin. This is a body is full of sin. When it dies, it's gone. But no, when it rises again, it's a holy body, a body that's welcome to heaven. So don't give up. Keep struggling against the world. Our reward is in heaven, because someone died in our place. And because he lives, you and I will live eternally. Eternally. You know, we go to the doctor and he says, you have cancer. Oh boy, why me? I'm a Christian, I love you and this and that. Even the unbelievers have cancer. Health problems, just like you and I, because of this sinful world and this sinful body. But all that is gone away. Because we have someone that we can talk to, someone that cares for us, someone who gave his son, his only son, to take our place. Remember when he was in Gethsemane? Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me. He was as human as you and I are. He prayed 3 times, and 3 times he was rejected. But after the 3rd time, he said, well, I'm ready to be arrested. And sure enough, there started. So next week, we should call Holy Week. We begin with Palm Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, then Easter of all things. Wow. Review this all week long. Be prepared to sing a song, to sing to him, to give praises to him. But please bring your friends and neighbors, that they may hear what you hear every Sunday. Let us close with a prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we forget ourselves. We always push and shove because we want to be number one. We always look up and see if the spotlight's on us, and that's not the way it should be. All that is sinful. Oh, it's good when we do it as a good deed. We let our life be in the hands of God. So as we journey through our baptismal words, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may we always be glad that we are children of God, that we belong to His family, and His promises come true. Help us in our weakness. Give us opportunity to tell others the good news. In the word of our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.